Blog Talk Radio.
Making my own dreams come true, one happily ever after at a time.
Well, hi, and welcome back to Books with Becky. I hope that everyone is doing well and feeling healthy and safe and getting ready to rejoin the world. I'm excited about that, to tell you the truth. Our guest today is romance author Zrinka Jelic. She is on hold now, so if you just give me a second, I'll pop on over to her and we can say hi. Zrinka?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Yourself?
I'm good. Just excited. We recently heard in our area that we're getting ready, fingers crossed, to move into the yellow phase, which is a partial reopening. And I'm looking forward to it. Life has been on hold for like the last 2 months. I cannot wait to get back out there.
It hasn't been that restricted here where I am. The only place you can go is grocery store and then, pick up takeout or have a delivery or whatever. But other than that, everything else is goes down.
It's hard, I think, right now. I'm not sure. Where are you located?
Well, I'm in Cambridge, Ontario.
Okay. So that's north. I'm in Pennsylvania. So for us, we're actually getting into warm, sunny weather where people, I think it's a little easier for people to self-isolate at home when it's cold and rainy and windy.
Mm-hmm.
But now the sun's out, the temperature's in the 70s and 80s, people want to barbecue, they want to be social. So it's getting a little, I think it's getting a little bit more difficult for us.
In my family we had about 4 birthdays since this all started, and nothing was celebrated. So it was,
you should have like
messages.
A plan a big, like everybody celebration after
we're planning. We'll see. But I mean, it's not like we were getting together, like these all, like grown-up people, so they don't really do birthday anymore.
Well, I feel like it's harder to stay in when you're told you have to than, if you just choose. Like, I said to somebody, I was like, I admit it, I'm a homebody. And I was like, but there, are some places I would like to go.
I know. I'm a homebody too, but I'd like to get out, or out there, get some fresh air or whatever. But we've been doing walks and stuff. Yeah.
So what have you been doing with your time? Have you been writing? No pressure.
Yeah.
Kind of a like.
I'm still actually working, although I'm working from home. They told us one day, get your computers, take them home, and work from there.
After 15 years of telling me you couldn't work from home.
Sorry, my husband just interjected something. I don't know how many years of telling us our jobs cannot be performed from home. One day it was, now you can. So,
that sounds pretty par for the course, yeah.
Yeah, we have one lady in the office. She has a lot of health issues, and she was very scared of, braving the public, like going out. So she was the first one who asked, and they told her no. And then not even a week after that, they said, sure enough, go home. So, yeah, it's nice. You don't have to worry about commute to and from work. You just get up, have your coffee, and then you log in and, you know, nice and easy. It will be hard to once I have to go back.
I've also been working from home. When normally I don't, I work in an office setting. So, So I've been, but I've got, you know, like my computer and all that, and I've technologically savvy enough that there's not a whole lot of things I can't do from home. It's just something I've never done before now from home.
Yeah.
But it's just.
Yeah, I know.
I can't wait. I can't wait to go back to work. It's like, I love being able to roll out of bed and just sit at my desk in my pajamas and work. I mean, that's great, but I really missed the social interaction, and I didn't realize how much I did.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in my office, you know, like, I mean, some interaction is okay, but just like a idle chit chat and stuff like that is quite, it's very discouraged. So I usually don't join in on those talks. So I don't miss it. I'm just, you know, sitting at my desk and listening to them talking and just rolling my eyes. So yeah, I don't miss that. And I've done, I've done some. Done any writing? Yeah, started after I took a very long break. I started on my next piece, and about, I think I started chapter 5. So I'm about 5 chapters in. And
that's a good start.
Yeah, I would think so. Some evenings, like, because I really only have evenings to sit down and write. Sometimes, you know, after you spend all day on computer, last thing you want to do is go back to computer.
Oh, I know.
But, yeah, I'm trying, and... Yeah, it's definitely slow going, but better slow than not at all. That's my take on it. Yeah.
So what have you? So you sent me the links and a blurb for the wedding date.
Yeah.
And if anyone who's listening right now wants to check that out, that information, it will be on the studio site, the chat page.
Mm-hmm.
You can't participate in the chat unless you have an account with Blog Talk Radio, and that's fine. No one needs that. But you can read what is printed there, and I will put the blurb information for that book there in case anybody wants to check it out. Now, this is something I've read and enjoyed mightily, but pretend I haven't and tell me a little about it.
Okay. So the wedding date is actually a romantic comedy, and it's a story about a couple that they secretly admire one another, but neither one has the courage to, you know, step up and ask the other person out on a date. So the hero, or the main male character, he owns a gym, and he teaches some fitness classes, and he invites the girl to participate in his class. She reluctantly agrees, and they go from there. Like, he, after the class, he invites her to join him for a free protein shake or something like that, and which he totally made up. That's not like it's not something that Jim gives out, but he just came up with the idea because he wanted to continue to spend time with her. And and then it just after the during the drink they shared, he booked her for her free fitness class or assessment rather, and things progressed. And by the but they continued to see each other until they eventually end up married. So I don't want to give the whole book away, but that's essentially
One of the things that I enjoyed most was she, the heroine, has been getting, you know, pretty much pressure from her family to date and blah, blah, blah. So she makes up a boyfriend, and the boyfriend that she makes up to keep her family off her back is the hero of the book. And what she doesn't know is he's done the exact same thing with his family so that they'll leave him alone. He's been telling them that he's dating her. I mean, it's just, it's the, I just thought it was so, it was just adorable. It's just such a cute thing. Like, I think a lot of people would assume that women would do that fairly often. Like, oh, they're getting such pressure to marry, and they would just make up a boyfriend and shut their family up. But the idea that it could just as easily, a man could just as easily do the same thing. That sometimes men are shy too. And that was one of my favorite things about the wedding date.
Yeah, the idea I got is from that movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. I am assuming that the girl in that movie couldn't make up a boyfriend because she was expected to, you know, find a Greek boy. and her family was so large that they all knew each other. So I don't think she could get away with something made up like that. But this girl in my book, she kind of leads secluded life. So, and her family, like, doesn't really know what she's doing. So, but she tells them stuff. And I like that scene when her mom comes into the hospital after she had her nose broken. And then finds him in there. That was funny. And basically, it's not a paranormal book, as I in my bio it says that I add a touch of paranormal, but in this book there's nothing paranormal.
No, this is contemporary.
Sometimes just life works out that way, right?
Yes, definitely. Now, we are down to a minute, so I want to make sure that I read, because we get cut off when it's very abrupt. Oh, we have 60 seconds. So I want to make sure that I get a chance to say thank you for coming on and being my guest and chatting with me today and giving your readers, or maybe your new readers, an opportunity to get to know you a little better and see the person behind the words. And for telling everybody about The Wedding Date, which is a really sweet and funny book. I enjoyed it very much. And again, that information you can, and that information is available with the episode chat, along with a link to Zrika's blogspot, her for romance lovers only blog. You can find links to that to get to know her a little bit better here as well. And we are down to 10 seconds, thank you so much.
Thanks for having
me. For coming on today.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.